the mitzvah's esse to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah. We learn out from the pasuk. It says, Shabbosoin zichro in truo. It says another time in Rosh Hashanah, Yoim truo yi elochem. Yoim truo yi elochem. It says two psukim that call Rosh Hashanah Yoim truo. Zichro in truo yi elochem. Yoim truo yi elochem. The Rambam says, Paragim ha-milchit shuveh, אף על פי שתקיע שויפור בראש השונה גזיר הסקוסוף, רמז יש בוי. אורו ישני משנסכם ונרדום עם הקיץ ומתרדמסכם, חפשו מעשיכם וחיזרו בתשובה וזיכרו בוי רחם. אלו השייכחים מסיימס בהב להזמן ושויגים כל שנוסום בהבל וריק, אשר לא יועיל ולא יציל, הביטו לנפשסיכם, הטיבו דרכיכם ומעלליכם, ויעזוב כל אחד מכם דרכו ירום, מחשבתי אשר לא יטויב. אז הרמב"ם says that mitzvah שויפור, אף על פי שגזרס מלאכי, רמז יש בו, אורי ישני משולסכם, והקיצו מתרדמסכם. דהלוכס גדוילס, תייסי בינגס אמדן ראש השונה, he says more from that. That in the Gemara says, "Kol shono shein merim lo beroisho, merim lo besoifo." A shono that you are not meria, that you are not tekea betchiloso, merim lo besoifo. So in the end, it's a bad year. So Tesis learns we speak on a tzibur that was the oines, and they didn't manage to blow shoifo. And even so, as a chashash that he will have a bad year in the end of the year. אף על גב, ובכל התירקו לו קיימלון, אוינס, רחמונה פטרה, זוג דמי שחוכמן פרשס אמר פשט אין טייספס, מושר למעדוב אורדוימה, לחוי לו מסוכון, שהרויפה אומר לו, היא שרפואוסי לאכול מייכול מסויום. He has to eat a special food. And מחמס אוינס, he didn't eat it. So אוינס רחמונה פטרה, but he dies. דזל בזך שויפור, אין החנמי. He was an oynes. But on a shofar, he will have a bad year. Shteyt ha-moiridike zach. That shofar, the shofar, the chomor of shofar, zog da-loch is gdeiles, even if you are onus, and you can't hear the tkiya shofar, you will have a bad year. Now, I want to, as a Hashem, try, in Hilcha shofar, is two parts. Is the halochas, and as the inyonim. The halachas is tuhutu, rashi, all these different shofars that people hear alamol. And as the inyonim and his govim, the kavonas that you have to think when you're doing shofar. And we know the pasuk says, Ashrei ha'om yoidei trua, ba'ir ponecho yahaleichu. We're saying it, Be'ez Hashem, next week. Ashrei ha'om yoidei trua. The Mefarshim explain that in Shofar is not enough to mekayim the mitzvah of Shofar. Is Ashrei Yom Yoidei Srua. You have to be Yoidei Srua. And again, Yoidei Srua is two parts. Is to know the Dikduke Halochas. I'm not speaking about the Kehan needs to know. The Halochas that we have to know. And is the Inyonim that you have to be Mechaven. Again, is Avada Soides Kmusim lemalo b'kodesh, but I want to mesadr side the machshavas, side the inyonim that you have to know about tefillah, and side the shittas and the halachas that you have to know. And if a person knows, I think he comes to mitzvah shofar sholem, he could say Ashrayom yoidei srua Hashem b'or ponecho yahaleichu. Pasuk says the medrash rabbin vayikra brings down Ashrayom yoidei srua. Rabbi Yehuda bar Nachman posach alo Elokim besru Hashem bekol shofar. Beshosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yosef al Kisadin. Hu oile shenemar olo Elokim besru. Hu beshosh Yisrael noiknim es shofreyem. Vetoikim lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu oimed mikesedin lekiserachmim. Shenemar Hashem b'kol shofar. Es olo elokim besruo, elokim es din. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam comes to Rosh Hashanah, olo elokim besruo, and we blow shofar. Is Hashem b'kol shofar. Hashem becomes midas rachmim, and Hashem has rachmim aneim. So we'll start k'seder advar. We have a bracha that we bench. Baruch ato Hashem, shimeya kol shofar, umazin truas amo Yisrael, umazin truo. After shofaros, we say, Baruch ato Hashem, shimeya kol shofar, umazin truo. We'll say it in Rosh Hashanah. Frag the briskerov. What's the shaykhas? Baruch ato Hashem, the siva brachas, ki ato Hashem shimeya kol shofar, umazin truo, ve'edoy meloch, Baruch ato Hashem, shimeya kol truas amo Yisrael berachami. Frag the briskerov, fashtenish. Baruch ato Hashem, aroye na'anuyei amo Yisrael, Baruch ato Hashem, aroye tefillin. We do the mitzvahs because he told us. After we listen, we get a point. And this counts. But he doesn't listen to the shofar. Hashem listens to the Megillah. Baruch ato Hashem, shema Megillah Esther. We listen to the Megillah. He sees that we're listening, he's very happy. He listens to the shuckling of the lulav. He says that you listen to him, you became the mitzvah. Baruch ato Hashem shemeh kol shofar. Zog de briskerov, it's the first you say, shofar chutz, from when it's a mitzvah, it's like a tefillah. It's oile, like tefillah, you daven to Hashem, Hashem listens to the tefillah. Shofar Hashem listens. Baruch ato Hashem shemeh tefillah, Baruch ato Hashem, Shemeh kol truas amo Yisrael berachamim. Ki ato shemeh kol shofar. And derived in Sefer Kos of Shem, he says, he speaks about Mudar Anoe, if you could blow shofar for you or not. He says, Dot ki eleke boschar mitzvah. Rachmi ka bishmayu. V'chi amudar anoe mechaveiroi, eino yochoi levakesh mechaveiroi, shivakesh rachmim olov lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Baltekeh is Mevakesh Rachmim. The Ritva says, why do you metaken shofar in the middle of tefillah? We do tefillahs, the Me'uma, the Yushev, we'll get it in a second. In the middle of Shmonesre? We never do mitzvahs in the middle of Shmonesre. It's the Chastire. Zog the Ritva. L'choyvas tefillah, satzibur lehalo yisatkilo betfilo. The Ramo Paskins, we blow shofar and the bima. I think most Klal Yisrael, they blow shofar and the bima. Why? Zog the Ramo, some people think because it's in the center, so you know you could hear the shofar much better. So they mentioned Rachma. I think maybe I saw someone where maybe writes it down also. But the Ramo brings down Shezchusa Toiro Yogen Oleinu Lalo Zichroneinu Leftoiva. We need Zchusa Toiro. On Schusateira, we can, we need Schusateira. So I have to meshver a little bit to be mevayres. The Gemara says in Brochus Nafches, Omar Lirove Lerafon Bar Pope. Hochi Omar Rav Chisde. Mai Nichsiv, Oyev Hashem, Sha'ar Yitzioin, Mikol Mishkenes Yisrael. Oyev Hashem, She'orim HaMetzuyonim Be'alochen. The Marsho explains Lombus, sitting and learning. Yoisim HaBoteknesiyah, Subotem Edroshes, Zog the Marsho, that there you only learn Chumash and Mishnayas. Shem once plays that they learn Talmud. V'haynu do'om ha'rav chir barav. V'yemshecho v'es ha'megdash en l'kadosh baruch hu elot al adame shel aloche bilvad. So Hashem likes, plays that his aloche means sitting and learning Gemara. Om ha'rabaye, mireish have a gersine bebubese, I would learn in my house, and I daven in shul. Kashami elot do'om ha'rav chir, v'yemshecho v'es ha'megdash en l'kadosh baruch hu elot al adame shel aloche, lo'y matzline elayich ha'de gersine. I only daven where I learn. Not daven in Shtiblach. I learned. I daven where I learn. Ravan and Ravasi, they had Tleisa Beknishte, and they only daven where they learn. Tfile is Bemokim learning. Zog the Rosh, Masech the Tomid, that the Kohanim, after they took the Avorim, and they would run up on the Kevesh. They got the Chatzi HaKevesh, they left it. They went down to Lishkas HaGozis, to say Krishma and Davin Shachris, and then they put it up. Zokter, Upiru Shubol Elishkas Agozis, Shetfile Shel Odom Nishmas, Bemokim Dalad Ame Shel Teire, Sanhedrin, So they left the Mizbeach, Elike Mizbeach, Elike Koisel, and they daven, and the Lishkas are Goshis. You see some people here, they walk to the Koisel, yeah? Goes to the Koisel, I'm not sure, Hashem is waiting, no one is waiting for him there. They wanted to be here. But they were based on Mignosh and the Mizbeach. They left the Mizbeach to go to Lishkas Agozis. So now you see people leave the Lishkas Agozis to go to the Mizbeach, yeah? Daile Mevim. Again, but what we see, Tfilah is Niskabel Bemokim Teire. Bemele, Shoifor, that is the Spitz Tfilah, Bemokim De Bime. Shara Mitzvahs, forget the Lulav, we go around the Bime, we don't go to the Mokim Abime. Shoifor, it's Bemokim Abime, Amile. Bemokim Ateire. Shechon Aruch says another halacha. You know, if you take a shofar, the way we blow from the narrow place to the big place. What would it be if you turn it around? You blow the other way around. Lo yotza. Zog ne mishne brue. Different reasons. Gem remez. Yan cho Hashem b'yoyim tzoro min amei tzar krosi cho Hashem. It's the shaykhus. It's a mitzvah to blow. Min amei tzar, from the narrow. Again, this is tefillin. The Gemara Rosh Hashanah says, shofar shel Rosh Hashanah yoel poshut. We pass in Kofuf. We have a bet. Zog them to first Israel, the tefillah being in Pashtus. The Mishnah Berurah says that Yochida to Ikea le'atzmoi, not to blow, if you're davening on your home, aloch le'maise. If you have yourself, you're sick, and you have someone blow shofar for you, get him to blow it after Shalosh Shoes. Not in the beginning. Why? As if it's tefillah state not to daven before the tzibur davens, that's eichet, but the tzibur is blowing shofar. Not to be on your own when you're blowing shofar. Everyone knows if he's your own, if you have a lulav, you wake up early, if I can, you do it miyad, earlier. So this is magdim le'mitzvahs. Tell us, shofar is a tefillah. There's another one meraya. The halacha is, that if we'll see soon in a second, we'll go to the halachas. If you hear Teisha Koilos v'meshach kol hayoyim, it's mitztarif. But if, zog der Mishnah Berurah, this is only if you are not an oynes. But if you are oynes that you couldn't blow in the middle, so azei v'krishme, if you mafsik in the middle, you can mafsik the whole yoyim. But if you are oynes, that you go to the bathroom for a long time, so then you have a hefsik. And b'meile, you're not yoytzik shofar. Frag the Mishnah Berurah, what's shayach oynes? You went to the bathroom, you could blow shofar in the bathroom also. Mitzvahs you could do the whole time. Tzitzis we have in the bathroom. Shteit and nishtasa. Shofar, you can't blow in the bathroom. And the Matei Ephraim Paskin's la aloche. If someone was about to care, v'ho yu mayim shoysasim, if he got nervous, and mayim shoysasim al raglov, the mayra glayim come out, he has to stop. Frag the bir aloche, v'lo yodati lamo. Why has to stop? That's a bizarre for him to stop, yeah?
Gufnoki,
why do you need to have a Gufnoki? Tell us it's tefillah. But if Shofar is not tefillah, for mitzvah you don't have to have a Gufnoki. But Allah says mitzvah tzuris kavone. So this is the first chalek of the Briskerov. Shofar is a tefillah. You dive into the Ribbon Shalom with the Shofar. Aleph. Beis. So I want to go to the Alochas. First of all, just a little bit, the Soida Dvorim, this is more the Kabbalah Chelik Shaboy, but this is, again, I'm saying mamash, the Dvorim are pshutim for maschilim. The Shlo HaKodesh explains what a person has to think, the machshoves, again, machshoves apshutis, I speak in what is called Kavonas Tkiyas, Dvorim apshutim. When you hear the first Tkiyas Zog the Shlo, you think about HaKodesh Baruch Hu gave me a neshama to Hoiro, and she went down to the Oilom Betairo, Tkiyo. Shvorim trua means was nislachlech bechet. Shvorim a little bit, trua a lot. Chobazach harot, Ribbono shel Olam, I'm embarrassed that it's like that. Tkiyo, I'm a kabel myself to be clean and rain to the Ribbono shel Olam. And again, he's mechaven another kavon as ogdishlo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mekabel my tefillah and my tshuva, and I really inclined to be a better person. This is called kavon pshuto shel shofar, and this is the tefillah that is niskabel. These words that you choyshev b'shas the shofar, I came clean, I did aveiros, sechob charote, I'm a kabel to the future, and please mekabel my tshuva. The koyach of shofar brings it in, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu yoylech mikas adin lekoyse rachmin. He explained how it goes in the Olam, that it's the Olam HaShofar, but Now, it's for sure also the other pshatim that are brought down in all the machzeirim, that lemaise Rosh Hashanah is yom hamlochas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, derech hamelech shemamlichim oisoi. So again, a person b'shas the shayful things, he's mekabel the malchus ribeinu shel olam, shemelech hashemoloch, I believe that he's running the world, einon milvado. Also, he's mechaved that he's niskar in matan teirem, ma'amid ar Sinai, the shayful, and he's mekabel ol teirem and ol mitzvahs, that he will keep the teirem of mitzvahs l'olam vo'et. Also, he has the mechaven al akedas Yitzchok, and again, he's mechaven b'schus akedas Yitzchok, and he's metzayer be'atzmoi that if he'll be a nisoyan, he'll be moisar nefesh, and he's moisar nefesh. So it's very hard to be metzayer, but he's metzayer that if the friend will tell him to come to a place, he will not go to eat. If he'll invite him to a hotel, he will not go. He's metzayer be'atzmoi all of these achim that he will be makbid not to do these things. Everyone with his mesirus nefesh. And also to believe in Tchias HaMesim, that Osid Lover, Yitoka B'Sheifa Godol, V'Hoyo B'Hayim Ahu, Yitoka B'Sheifa Godol. So again, these are different kavanas, different machshavas that a person has to think. But again, this is the kavanas apshutas. It's good for a person, you can't think all the Zach and Alemol. This is the first chelik. I want now, the second chelik, is to mevar the Hilchus Tchias. I'll try to make it very clear. I had charotah when I was a boch and no one told me that. To know all the tkiyas, Rashi, everyone, like, you know, people know all different kind of tkiyas, and you don't know what it is, and what in bichlal is happening, and we'll try to go keseder advar. In the Torah it says, three times tkiyah shofar. It says, one in Yom Kippur, in Yovel shel Yom Kippur, it says tkiyah shofar. Ve'avartem shofar trua, and twice it says in Rosh Hashanah, Zichron trua, ve'yoyim trua. Zichron trua, ve'yoyim trua. Chazal learned from a hekesh that the shofar from Yom Kippur is knowing in Rosh Hashanah, and the shofar from Rosh Hashanah is knowing in Yom Kippur, so we have to have three truas in Rosh Hashanah. Three times trua it says, you have to have three truas in Rosh Hashanah. Kimli lechazal, kol truo yesh tkiyo lefoneo v'tkiyo leachoreo. So we have to hear midoy raise three truas that have tkiyo truo tkiyo, tkiyo truo tkiyo, tkiyo truo tkiyo. So how we became to 100 koilas that we hear. Zog di gemore hazei. The Torah said yoim truo, three times. Hekesh, tkiyo truo tkiyo, tkiyo truo tkiyo, tkiyo truo tkiyo. What is called trua? Two shittas. One shita is called, the Gemara calls it yevava. What is a yevava? So the Gemara, chad omar ginuach gonach. So the Rashi, when a person starts to cry, chad omar yilule yelalel, like a baby cries. Zog the Gemara, if it's ginuach gonach, it's what we call shvorim. If it's Yelule Yilal, it's what we call Trua. So now we don't know what it is. So we do Tkiyo Shvorim Tkiyo, Tkiyo Shvorim Tkiyo, Tkiyo Shvorim Tkiyo. Tkiyo Trua Tkiyo, Tkiyo Trua Tkiyo, Tkiyo Trua Tkiyo. Zog de Gemore, so why we do Tkiyo Shvorim Trua Tkiyo? Tashat, what we call Tashat. Zog de Gemore, maybe it's Ginuchi Gonach Vahodar Yolil Yolil. Maybe he starts to cry, and then he starts to cry like a baby. So the Gemara says, maybe do trua tkiya, trua shvorim tkiya. So the Gemara, this is the way it goes. People first cry slowly, and then they start to go to hysterical. But it doesn't go the other way around. You don't cry, and then, that's the Gemara. So b'meile atkin rabavohu, that you do three things. Again, every one of them you do nine. It's b'etzem 10, because shvorim trua it's called, but b'etzem we do tkiya shvorim trua tkiya, tkiya shvorim tkua, tkiya, tkiya shvorim, we call tashat. Then we do tashat, three times. Tkiyo shvorim tkiyo, tkiyo shvorim tkiyo, tkiyo. And then we do tarat. Tkiyo truo tkiyo, tkiyo truo tkiyo. This is the Gemara. Ask in Rebavo. Frag the Gemara, if I do tashrat, why I need tashat and tarat? I did tkiyo shvorim truo tkiyo. Tkiyo shvorim, I'm covered anyways. So the Gemara, I have a hefsek. Maybe shvorim is right, and truo is a hefsek, in between the Shvorim and Truah. Maybe Truah is right, and the Shvorim is a Hefsek. This brings us to a big aloha of Hefsekim. that if you have a hefsek in the middle, it spoils the whole set. Dosi the Gemara. So this is called Shloshim Koilos Deiraise. What we call Shloshim Koilos Deiraise, these are the Shloshim Koilos. Tashrat, three times. It has 10 Koilos because Shvorim Tru has two. Then we have Tashat, three times. And then we have Tarat. There's a big machlekes, Mamish Bektsoro. If Rabavo was Mesupik, if everyone is true, and Misofik we do it, or Rav Haigoin learns, Be'etzem everyone is good. Tashat is good, Tarat is good, Tashrat is good. But it was different places that had different minhagim. Rabavo wanted the Klal Yisrael was sound the same, so he told everyone that they have to do it. But it became a Derabonon, it became a Gemara. There'd be a very big nafkemine. If it's a Deiraisa or it's a Derabonon. Dahin, it's a Sofik Deiraisa when we do the Shloshim Koilos, or it's a Derabonon. Will and Maise are Machpi to do the 30, and then we do the rest for different reasons. If we have time, we'll be Masbe. Lemaise, like a Tchili, you have to be Machpi not to talk till after the 100 Koilos, not even Asher Yotzah. For sure, not to speak and learning. From the Brochus of Shoifel, till after Musaf, you're not allowed to talk. To say Tehillim, you're allowed to, it's a part of Tefillah. But to learn, you're not allowed to. And to speak, for sure not. Till here, it's glad. I think this Brochus, yes, everyone knows. Zog the Gemara, what is the Shiur of Tkiya? How long has to be Tkiya? There's no limit. But how much minimum? Zog the Gemara, Shiur Tkiya, Ketrua. Shiur Tkiya, Ketrua. The Eirech of Tkiya is Keshiur Trua. What is Trua? Zog Rashi, Trua is not what we know. Two, three. Like Shvorim gets three, no reason that Trua will get more from three. This is the Igra Alocha. Shitas Rashi is Iker. Also Shitas Rashi is the Iker. We choishesh to the Shitas that it's nine, so we do nine. But the Iker HaLoche is two. Shitas is Shiur Tru. So Rashi, what is Shvorim? Two. The Hainu. I'll make it very clear. Tru is Sholosh Koilos. Two. 1, 2, 3. What is Shvorim? 2 Koilos. But if you do something now, what is Shiur Tkiya? 3 Koilos. So 2 is already a Tkiya lefi Rashi. 2, 2, 2. Trua. 2, 2, 2. This is Shvorim. This is Shitas Rashi, the most Shita lemaisedik. 2 Tkiya. 2, 2, 2. Shvorim. 2, 2, 2. Trua. Now, Lefi Rashi, it has to be like that. Meaning to say, while Tkiya is Shalosh Koilos, 2, 2, 2, so Tkiya is made from Shalosh Koilos, Shvorim cannot be longer from Shalosh Koilos. Because if you make the Shvorim Shalosh Koilos, it's already a Tkiya. So Lefi Rashi, if you want to be Yoitza, what we call Rashi's Tkiyas, you'll see they do it in Shul after it, they will do 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2. Dainu, Tkiya, Shvorim. So Tkiya is Sholosh Koilos, 2. Shvorim, 2, 2, 2. Trua, 2, 2, 2. If the Shvorim is longer from 2 Koilos, and it becomes 3 Koilos, it turns to become a Tkiya. Zog Teisus B'Shem Rashi, Lefichoch, Tzorich Lihi Zoher, Shelo Yarich B'Shvorim, Yoisar Mishtei Koilos. Our Shvorim Lefi Rashi are called Tkiya. 2, 2, 2. 5 koilos already. Some people do 2. This is even more, yeah? See later, it's different shittas. We'll get to that. We have 3 shvorim. We have 2. Then we have the normal shvorim you can do. 2, 2, 2. This is the normal shvorim. Then tki will be 2, a long one. 2 is small ones. Shvorim is medium ones. 2, 2. This is a normal sheva. Then we have Sheva that has Hutu, Tuhutu. We have Poshut, We have a knetch in the beginning, a knetch in the end. Some have a knetch in the beginning and the end. But because of the Rashi, the trua is 2, 2, 2. Shvorim is 2. But if the shvorim are longer from 3, zoktesis in Rosh Hashanah b'das Rashi, you're not yoytze. And this is the reason that the people that want to be yoytze would be called Rashi's tkiyas. And Rashi is the shiteh ikar la'aloche. So b'mele after tkiyas shofar in the end, this is what people go outside. They do Rashi's tkiyas. This is called that he's doing Rashi's tkiyas. He wants to be yoytze Rashi shiteh. This is leicht. We'll go weiter. Zoktesis. Val Chazal said, "Shiur Tkiya Ketrua." So the Moshul, the Rashi will say, "Tkiya is 3 koiles, right? Trua was 2, 2, 2. So Tkiya is Keshiur Sholish koiles. The Tkiya of Tashrat has to be longer from Sholish koiles. Val Dir the Trua is Shvorim and Trua." So the tkiyah of Tashrat has to be longer from Shalosh Koilas. Because if the Truah deer is made from Truah and Shvorim, I'll make it easier. The tkiyah of Shvorim has to be 6 Koilas. If every Shever is 2, so the tkiyah of Shvorim has to be 6. So Zok Teis is like this. Lefi Rashi, first Chumre, don't make the Shvorim longer from 2. Second Chumre, don't make the Tkiyev Shvorim 3. The Tkiyev Trua could be 3. Oh, but the Tkiyev Shvorim has to be 6. Because if every Shever is 2, the Tkiyev is 6. The Meile Lemoshon, Zog the Mishne Brue, we'll see in a second, we have a Shvorim Trua, very long Shvorim, and very long Trua. So Lemoshon, by us, we'll have to make the Tkiyev Shvorim Trua very, very long. So now Lo will be Masbir, the Tzuras Advorim and the Seder Advorim. I want to be Masbir, the Tzuras Advorim. Be'etzem, it's a problem. The Shulchan Aruch is Choshesh to Shitas Rashi. Shulchan Aruch says, don't make the Shvorim long more from 2. Because if you make the Shvorim longer from 2, it's a Tkir and it's not a Shvorim. So if you Choshesh for Rashi, you can't make the Shvorim 2. Zog the Ramah, and this is Be'etzem, the Marsho, that it's a whole mistake. Rashi said, Shiur Tkiya Ketrua. So Trua is 3, Tkiya is 3. Shvorim are 2, you told me. Right? So how much is every Shever? 2. So how much is 3 Shvorim? 6. So the Tkiya of Shvorim is 6. So b'mele, b'shvorim, if you make a Shever of 4, it's not a problem. Because the Tkiya and Shvorim is Kishir Trua. If Trua Hashem meant Shvorim, so Shvorim is 6. Because 3 times 2. So we made it that Tkiya is 6. So a Shever of 4 is not a problem. So the Shita Saramo, the Marsho, that Lemaise, you could be Marich in the Shvorim 4 or 5. I mean, we don't do it 6. Because in the Shvorim, the Shvorim are 6. So the Tkiya of Shvorim is 6. So till you get to the shear of 6, you could be Yitzhak Shvorim. So again, so the Baal Tekeh does not negate to you, Be'etzem. The Baal Tekeh that wants to be Yitzhak Chosh Teramo, he has to be makbid that the Shvorim will not be longer from 5.5 koilas. Because if they move from 5.5 koilas, Shabbos says, but if they move from 5.5 koilas, then you have a problem. But less than that, you don't have a problem. But the Shulchan Aruch is machmir. Shulchan Aruch says, the Shvorim cannot be longer from 2. So again, the people who want to be Yoitzer, Rosh Hashanah, Shulchan Aruch, the Keshite, these are the people that they make Shofar later. We Lemaise cannot be Yoitzer Shitas Rashi. Why? So what is the problem? So why people do this Tkiyas that we do? Just do Rashi, do 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, do Tkiya, 2, Shvorim, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, and be Yoitzer Rashi. The problem is, Shulchan Aruch brings down, yesh oimrim, sheshir trua teisha. So yesh oimrim. But we do 9 koilas. And everyone knows the name that, people don't know that the Ikar Shita was 3. Yesh oimrim. And lefi that, shvorim is 3. Right? If trua is 9, 9 koilas. So shvorim is made. You divide into 3. So b'meila, this is what we do. So this is what we do. So shvorim is 3. Truo is 9. So lefid rambo is no problem. Abi shvorim is not over 6. We yoytze sevi rashi, sevi not rashi. But lefid mechaber, you're not yoytze. So why Klal Yisrael does what we do? We say mechad rambo. That even if Rashi, you yoytze, if the shvorim, and truo, the tkiya has to be, and 2 or 3 is already a tkiya, but in shvorim, till it, because you're doing shvorim now, so till 6 is not called a tkiya, so this is what be'etzem everyone is yoytze today. We yoytze ramo, and we lekatchila, we do 9 truo, 3 shvorim, everyone is made from 3, amount of kodes of 3, and we have a tkiya. This is the tkiyas that Klal Yisrael do. The people that do after it in shul, they want to be yoytze what is called Rashi's tkiyas, and they do after it Rashi's tkiyas. Till here it's glad. Came Reb Chaim Brisker, and he had a patent. Ah, mekanished. It's time to blow after it. He doesn't want to be yoytze on Rashi's shita. Was b'zayim. So came Reb Chaim Brisker, and he came with a yoytze. And this is what he do. And a lot of the Moshe Leibs. So his Enikla had a yeshiva in America. And this is what he did in his yeshiva here in America. What they did? They did like this. Tkiya. 9 koilas. The amount of time that came. 9 koilas. Shvorim. What to do? If you do 3, if you rush, it's a tkiya. You do 2. So you do 2. 3 times 2, you only get the 6. They do 5 times 2. 2. So again. Tkiya. 2. Shvorim. 2. Tkiya. This is a prime tkiyas. The Mele says, it doesn't say how much shvorim you have to have. You have to have shvorim and the amount of the time of 9 koilas. You don't have to make 3 big ones. Lemosho. If Rashi is right, so basically you only needed to do 3 shvorim of 2 times 3, and truah is only 3. The other shita is right. So Be'etzem is enough to do 9 truo and 3 big shvorim. While 3 big shvorim lefi Rashi is not good, so I'll do 5 shvorim. And memela I'll be yoytze. Memela I'll be yoytze. Lema'ase, Yeshiva Smir, we had a Rosh Yeshiva that was called Rabbeinish. This is what he was metaken that he did here. The first 30 koilas was Reb Chaim Tkiyas. After Rabbi Enish was nifter, Rabbi Fol Shmulevitz became the Makri, and he switched it. He said, Klal Yisrael doesn't do it, we're not doing it here. And the Mir, they will do it in the last 30, in all the Potem Midrashes. If you dive in here, you'll realize. In the last 30, you will hear Reb Chaim Tkiyas. Now, why Rabbi Fol didn't want Reb Chaim? The Mishneh Berurah brings down, שיש אומרים שאוסרו להוסיף על השבורים. And true, everyone is moisif. Yeah, it's not shaykh to medakdek. But on shvorim, the shchonoch says there is no chisol. Second of all, in the Raivit state, that shvorim has to be 3. It's okay, the Raivit is chelik and Rashi. But if you do that, you lose the Raivit. Number 3, who said you could divide it to 5? If true means 9, shvorim is every time 3. So the mele, just, I'm telling you, it's all of business. That person goes, he knows what he's hearing now. So again, and the mir was like that. Today is the last 30 koilas. The last, I think the last 10. Exactly, 1 second. The last 10. And the shiva they do like Reb Chaim. The last 10. Till here it's glad. Now one more thing, let me get one more thing that person. Now, what is Shvorim? Minak Poilin, that true is 2. What is Shvorim? 2. Bigger ones. Dainu, Tkiya, everything is straight. Tkiya is a long one, Shvorim is a medium size, true is a little zach. Minak Glitter was 2. Now, in Reiv of the Rishonim, is Muchach, like Minak Poilin, and not like the minaglita. In the Ramban, state that it's a different koil. The Briskerov said that he doesn't understand bichlal. If it's a different koil, what Rashi says that if you do it long, it becomes a tkiah, it's not the noise of the tkiah. From this whole red before, if I do it longer, it's a tkiah. Not true. Tkiah is smooth. This is utu. So one of the two. Either it's a raya, that minaglita is wrong. Or the Briskerov said, we can raya, that if the shofar, sometimes the tkiah, you know, the guy like tkiah, you know, the guy is like squitching. Biskarov said, it's okay. Because if we write that Shvorim has to be an interesante coil, so what is the whole kasha of Rashi that became a tkiah? Shvorim is a different coil. So the Biskarov, we can't arrive that this coil is kosher also for tkiah. So in Poilin Lemaisa, they did glat. In the Mir, everyone they do utu. Utu, utu. A lot of places, I don't know where you daven or where you're going to daven, they do like some, the first 30 they do utu, then the other 30 they do straight, to be yoytze both shittas. The Ma'aser of Shlomo Zalman says to be makpid on it if the coil changes. Okay, now I want to go to another zach that it's very important to know. We do shvorim truah, we say we have a tzad that a person cries slowly and then he cries strong. You do it b'neshima achas or b'shtei neshimas? Two. The Baal Tekeh takes ear in between the shvorim truah or not. So the Mishnah Berurah says like this, afilu oisam, ha'oisim b'shnayim, ein lehafsik yoiso mikdei neshima. Even if you're allowed to be mafsik, only kidei neshima, not more from that. It's blowing in without blowing out. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says that lekula alma b'neshima achas yoitze. But if you did b'shtei neshimas, it's a machleikas. It's a machleikas. The Mishnah Berurah brings down that the minig is, and this lemaisa what they do in yeshiva, and the first kiss we do b'neshima achas, with a hefse kolshu, like the Mishnah Berurah says that even b'neshima achas, the Mishnah Berurah says has to be epesa hefsek, not to breathe, but epesa hefsek. And me'umot we do b'shtei neshimas. Again, we have to remember me'umot could be you're not yoytzel if some shittas. Why I'm saying that? Some guys come, they hear the me'umot. Oh, they were yoytze. They told the Noshim to come to the me'umot. Could be they were not yoytze. Now, how you know, and you're sure what they do, the Mishnah Berurah says, and it's a secret to know. The Makri says it different. This year you realize the first time. He does like this. Tkiya and Miyushal, that we do in the Shimachas. Shvorim Trua. Shimachas. Then b'miyushim you say tkiya, shvorim trua. This is b'shtei neshimas. You have to know all of these parts are a part of b'miyodei trua. This is the inyomim that about the makri. It's the inyom to have a makri. So again, if he does it b'neshim achas, says tkiya, shvorim trua. Tkiya, shvorim trua. I know till now you didn't realize, but you will realize. Now, the Chazanish has a chumra. He holds Neshima Achas without a hefsek bichlal. Like the last, it's big. I sat with different people, in yeshiva, different computers, you know, they recorded Talmidim, how, it's not clear how you do the trua coming out from the Sheva. In the yeshiva, in the last 10, when they do the Reb Chaim, they do the Chazanish Shvorim trua. They do the Chazanis Shvarim Tzua. To be a Yitzel Chazanis Shvarim Tzua. Okay. Okay, is another aloha of hefsek. This is not negiah to you. Now, there's one more aloha that Lemay says a lot of poskim hold that you have to know where you're holding. So Lemay said the best thing is to mechaven alamol to be yotze kmo yishehu. Lekatchile is to go with the finger where they're holding. Is the inyan to know if the tkiya belongs to the end, to the beginning? There's a big inyan. Could be it's even me'akev. So alamol to have a das klolis bekol ma shetzorich. But like atchila to follow with the siddur, tkiya, shvorim, tkiya. Now, the Timonishe, they learned that trua is a broken shvua, tkiya. Now, we do two different tkiyas. The Timonishe, they have one tkiya and they break it. And the Ritzgeus and the Ramban is mashma. And the Yavetz, he brings down that this is the right way to do it. This is the reason people do after it, Timonishet Kiyas. Now, there's also Machlekes in the Timonim how to do it. It's two shittas. Some people say you do it, you blow, and you like break it with the ear. And some people hold, you break it with the hand. Now, there's two ways to do it. And then you play with the shofar. It's different shittas how to do it. We'll go right here a little bit. We have to know this year, we don't have Rosh Hashanah, shofar, Shabbos. So stop, it's kedai. If you have the inyanim, you take a guy that didn't hear the shir, and you tell him over these inyanim, state that when you oisek in da'alochis, you have the schus of the mitzvah. It's a good echetim, so even 5-10 minutes. Mis oisek, fakat. Now, I tell you now, if you open the Mishneh Berurah, you'll see inside, it's one simen, Seder HaTkiyas, everything will mamish, glitch around. It's g'day to know, it's g'day to chazir. It's the Aleph Beis, I'm telling you, it's much more, as Mamet told you mamish. But why we don't blow a shofar? G'zeir in the Rabbonon, Shema Yavirenu da'adam is b'shu sorabim. So they say over a maise, Reb Leiber Eiger, his son, Shleim Eiger, his son Reb Leibel, became chassid. So his father sat shiva on him, they stayed. Kitzer, he came back home, his father sat shiva is one zachar, but he spoke to his son. Kitzer, when he came back, his father asked him, no, tell me, what's the Kumana Reis from the Gans Chassidus? No, tell me. So, Chabatel, it's from Avzedis Kashe. So, what's it? Kneige Frekta Kashe. Gzeir Hashem Yavirenu Dal Adamas Bershu Sarabim. So, no shittas Ben Azai, that you're not Chayet Bershu Sarabim, only if you jump Arba Ames. But if you walk, Hoylech Ke Oy Medomi. So, every time when you walk, it's Kilo Akira Ve'anoche, Akira Ve'anoche. So, Medei Reis, you're not Chayet. Only Frank the Gemara, Heichim Ashkaches Lo Ma'avir Dal Adamas B'Shorabim Le Benazai, so the Yerushalmi Bekoifetz. Frank the Mkiv Eger, so you made a Gzeira de Rabbonon, that you'll be over on a day reise. Shema Yavirena Dal Adamas. Lefi Benazai, the Echetim Tse Arayim Gimolt, that you will jump, it's very, very wide. Zei Bekam Kiv Eger Tzorach Yud. So I'm lame, I learned, as we get to Machen HaMitzvah, and we springt. For sure it's a Gzeira. If you go to Mla Shaifa, for sure it's there he will jump down Bahamas. This is what I learned by the Chassidim. As they blame Eger, answered his father. Now, Ramesh Mekzorah will touch a couple of aloches. As a minig in Rosh Hashanah, we do Shechiyonu. The first day and the second day. Now, in a lot of people, in a lot of houses, we know we have a minig that we put on the table all different simonim from Rosh Hashanah. It's a gemore. So part of the simonim are shechiyonu also. Some people only bring them in the second day because they need it for the shechiyonu of the second day, because it's a suffolk al pi aloch if you can make shechiyonu or not. So we bring a prichodosh. So mele mimon efshach we have a shechiyonu, but the even if we don't have, we can make a shechiyonu anyways. As egi paskin da aloch. But like atchile, shteit, to have.
It's a suffolk, why is it shechiyonu?
What?
It's a suffolk, why is it shechiyonu?
So we bring a pri. I said, we bring a pri, and we made a mechavet the pat of the pri. The halacha is that, but the evidence now, we say mechavet the shittas that you could. So we bring a pri chodosh, Now, here's a big amiratzis. The Pri Chodosh needs to be on the table b'sha'as kiddush. And if it's not on the table, it's a problem. Why? First, you have to make shechiyonu when you see the Pri. So even though we are makpi to make shechiyonu only when we eat the Pri, because we choshesh to the shittas that you have to have anot. But the ikar is b'sha'as tereiyah. Now, so b'meila we say mech that even though we're eating it later, if it's on the table, we say mech. Now, I want to say a chumra that it has to be on the table b'sha'as kiddush. Why? It's a halacha like this. If someone sees an elephant, what do you do? Make a bracha, m'shane abriyas. Heint. Not everyone does. There's a lot of zoos. People saw it when they were little. It was a bad smell. Lo m'shane. And b'meila you put, but Shulchan Aruch state, Aroya is a peel, Aroya is a koif, Oyme Meshane Abriyas. So not people that do it. Now, someone while was going to the zoo, so he went to ask the Chazon Ish Hazar Shaila. He's standing in the elephant cave, he's making Meshane Abriyas. He didn't see the monkey. He patters the monkey, or he has to make another Meshane Abriyas when it comes to the monkey. What was the song? Moshe Shchite. You make Ala Shchite, and then you shech the more animals. Here you can make Meshane Abriyas or not. So the Pashas, why not? The Chazon Ish told him that he can. He has to make every time a new Meshane Abriyas. Why? He said, in Ala Shchite, one broche patters all of the animals. Masha'enke Meshane Abriyas, the Mechayev is, you see something strange. Wow, Meshane Abriyas. Wow, Meshane Abriyas. Before you saw the monkey, you were not Chayev Meshane Abriyas. Memele. Shechiyonu be'ikir is al ha'ra'iyya. Kozma, you didn't see the pri, you can't be moitzim in shechiyonu. B'meile, if the shechiyonu was not on the table, you are not yoitze. So sometimes you will say a kule, maybe the we saw it in the house before when we bought it. But if you're a guest and you come into someone, so even if they made shechiyonu b'sha'as kiddush, if they bring the fruit after it, you will have to make another shechiyonu. Now, it's a machlekes la'aloche le'maisa what to do. The moshul, the rimoinim. You never ate rimoin the whole year, you make a shechiyonu. They didn't bring it to the table, yeah? And you decided that, you're not eating le'el Rosh Hashanah Nishiva, yeah? Lam nezogu, yeah? So, a le'moshul, again, yeshiva a lot of times, you come to yeshiva, you rush down, you're pushing to the kiddush, you didn't see b'chlal if yet, if the guy near you managed to chap a rimoin or you stuck without, yeah? But you don't know if you have a rimoin b'chlal, you don't see the rimoinim yet. You're standing near the guy, the room is packed, you're listening to Kiddush. So it's a suffering brachas. So you have to see the remaining before you make the shechiyon. La'aloche is a machlekes. The Ben Ishchai, the Mubuchacho, hold, you have to make. Reb Chaim Noe is mesupik. Now, there's a shtick of diuk in the Mishtabur. Mishtabur says, im yesh lo'i pri chodosh, כשהגיע לשכיונו, יויחז התירש בידו, או ייתן בויינו. On the most of the ladies that they make שכיונו בשעס עד לא כסנרס. משתבור says, בליל יום תפשייני, תלבש בגד חודש, ותניח פרי חודש. So לפי דם, בשעס עד לא כסנרס, in יום תפשייני, the isha has to put the fruit and the tray. שבשבס לא מהנרס, someone does it. But I know the Madri Chassani Ben Gur, he tells every Chosin, tell your wife and your Yom Tovsheini to put the fruit on the table. And Gur, this is, even the Madri Chassani tells it. So it could be the ladies don't have to because they're the ones that meant shopping. So they saw it already. But today that is orders, not every time they saw it. So maybe, when Amol, there was no orders. You know, you went to the store yourself. Today you order. So it's Nishmuch that you saw it yet.
Why did you make a brush when she buys it?
What? Because we are choshesh to the Ramo that you only do b'shas de'achile. But the Iker Adin is b'shas ra'i. And the Moshe, she comes to the parents' house, she never made shopping. She's lighting her candles. She has to have the prider. Again, maybe the ladies don't do it because Iker Adin, we said that the Yevid, you could do shechiyonu even without seeing. Even without a prichodosh, we pass it. I'll tell you, I had a big vikuach with the Choshev Rav. It says in Shulchan Aruch, the first day is Shabbos, so the second day the Baal Tekeh makes Shechiyonu. But if not, we don't say. רמו says, יש אומרים שיש לו אומרוי אף ביום השני. Then you have to say, שחיונו את כי השויפור, even in the second day. שנבורה says, נוכן שאיר לי בגד חודש. That was a shul. חושב לשול. The Baltikia didn't have a בגד חודש. He went to the Rav, I don't have a בגד חודש. So the Rav told him, listen, in my house I have a chveis, a lychee, a chveis is one of these funny fruits. Chveis, China, orange, chveis, it's all different modern zachen. So I'm telling you, mechaved to be yoytze shechiyonu and the fruit that I have in my house, and later you will come. I told the Rav, it's your first mistake for the new year. He never saw the fruit, he can't be yoytze shechiyonu. And then I hear a toys by Roy. And I'll bring a rifle to Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham says, Yirbash Abal Tekea Beged Chodosh. Frank the Machtsa Shekel, why does it say Pri Chodosh? The Taurus is very posh. He's in Shul. There's no Paris in Shul. No Paris in Shul. So the Shmir Shabbos was Chelekem. He said, but the Mishnah Berurah says, he brings down the Magen Avraham, Yikach Abal Tekea Beged Chodosh Pri Chodosh. Mishnah Berurah was Meshane from the Loshon from Magen Avraham. What? Maybe you bring it to shul.
Maybe you bring a peri, and then, like, in the middle, maybe the kid in the bag.
Some people do a latkes party. So how do you do a real latkes party? It's a real one. You don't prepare, you don't buy all the latkes before. As I get, you know, you sit together, the whole family. The mother peels the potatoes. And, you know, she makes the latkes. So here's a shaila. When you made the Beir Pri Adoma and the Latkes, the other Latkes were raw. So the Adoma can be chal on the other Latkes. So it could be the other Latkes, you'll have to make another Adoma when they come. So some wanted to be machmir. The ma'is it could be is a different kula that by eating, it's not a pshat that I patter everything that's in front of me. I mevorich on one and everything is nigra. It's a big shaila in the case of mevorichim, how it works. If it's like ala shchita, so al shchita the Chazanish explained the bracha is chal on everything. Here it's not chal on everything. There's one real halacha. We do a melech hakodesh and a melech hamishpat. We do a melech hakodesh and a melech hamishpat. Now we have to know the halacha is if you forgot a melech hakodesh you choyza. If you forgot a melech hamishpat. And you said, Melech Oyev Tzedokah U'Mishpot, you're not Choyzer. You have to know, the Mechaber Paskins, you have to be Choyzer. Even if you didn't say, HaMelech HaMishpot, you're also Choyzer. We're passing like the Rambam. Safek Brochus Lahoker. Why I'm saying that? People, because they're Lohoker, that HaMelech HaMishpot, you're not Choyzer, so HaMelech HaMishpot, everyone remembers. Melech Oyev Tzedokah U'Mishpot, most people forget. That's a mitzvah. That's a mitzvah. Because then with the end, you don't have to be Choyzer. You have to know, the Mechaber has a tzad at Yechoyzer. Sofek brochus la'okel. I saw this in Mitzvah. Father told me when they were, he lived in Yeshiva, in America. He says in Mitzvah, people wash their hands specially that they will have another Brikas HaMazon to bench. Normally they didn't wash, but they would mock me to wash every meal to have three Brikas HaMazon. So it's in Mitzvah, Chaparai more mitzvahs. So a person has to be mock me. Now, the Mishnah Berurah brings down a chiddush from Reb Avraham Abali, who was the Rav in Vilna in the time of the Goel, that if you forgot the Melech HaKodesh in the first night of Rosh Hashanah, you don't have to be Choyzer. Why? Like Yale V'Yovoi, that if you forget Leil, Rosh Chodesh by night, you're not Choyzer, because Ein Mekadshim is a Chodesh Balaylo. So Leil Rosh Hashanah is also Leil Rosh Chodesh. So Ein Mekadshim is a Chodesh Balaylo. But if you forgot the Melech HaKodesh, Melech Rosh Hashanah, you're not Choyzer. And the Mishnah Berurah is Choylek, he says, Monefshach, if you daven Tfilas Yontef, start at the Sasi. If you daven Tfilas Choyl, you're not Yoytze. Start. This is interesting. I just want to say interesting to you, dear. And Shnas Tov Shin Lamed Chest came out of Machzor HaMefurash, the first one. And Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach was written down in the back, Moshe Rav Shlomo Zalman, but the Beer Nef Kemina, that if you got Yalevi Yovei in the first night of Brikas HaMazon, and Rosh Hashanah, you don't have to be Choyzer. Like if we got Yalavi Yavi Bilel, Rosh Chodesh, you don't have to be Chayzer. So the Leil, Rosh Hashanah. Years later, came out and said, Machzor HaMefurash, Rosh Hashanah was Chayzer. He says, Chas V'Sholem, it's Yontef. Like the Mishnah Berurah said, if you forget Yontef Tefillah, you have to be Chayzer. If you forget Yalavi Yavi Yavadah, you have to be Chayzer. So why in HaMelech HaKodesh, Rav Avraham Avil, he said not to be Chayzer? He said the reason, Shneid in Chazal, that Ein HaKodesh Baruch Hu Yoshev Al Kiseh Din, Ad Shemekadshim Es HaChodesh. Sval B'Leil Rosh Chodesh, Ein Mekadshim Es HaChodesh, so B'Meile Ein HaKodesh Baruch Hu Yoshev Al Din. So B'Meile, Legabi HaMelech HaMishpot, Felton HaMelech HaMishpot B'Leil Rosh Hashanah. Aber Avadi Legabi Brikas HaMosen, it has a Halacha V'Yontef, and the Valley has a loch of a yontef, a Valley have to be choizo. A Valley have to be choizo. We'll stop here.
He has in mind that everything is being weighed.
It's not cooked. The adobo can't be challah on it because it's raw. Not because it doesn't have a